For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President George H.W. Bush was remembered at his funeral in Washington. Former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney telling the crowd,
I believe it will be said that no occupant of the Oval Office was more courageous, more principled, and more honorable than George Herbert Walker Bush.
President Trump, former Presidents Obama, Clinton, and Carter were in the front pew for the services. Bush's son, former President George W. Bush, teared up as he eulogized his father.
The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, I just smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Bush now lies in repose overnight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
A storm warning is up in Atlantic City and other parts of southern New Jersey, which could get 7 inches of snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bann.
To borrow a phrase from the real estate people, it's location, location, and location. It just happened that where the storm area of low pressure decided to take shape, take advantage of the increased difference in temperature between the water and the cold land, was right along the coast.
According to forecasters, it will last through the entire weekend. An independent probe has found that former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators following multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. Moonves was trying to save his reputation, which the report finds CBS has the justification to deny and terminate him for cause. The outside law firms found Moonves engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct. Moonves refutes the account of many of the accusers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three Ohio congressmen have urged General Motors CEO Mary Barra to keep their Lordstown plant open to build electric cars. The company has plans to close the plant after announcing it will no longer make the Chevy Cruze. Barra says it was a difficult decision to close Lordstown as the company focuses on new technology.
We are in an industry that is transforming faster than I've ever seen in my 38-year career. And we're trying to make sure that General Motors is strong and that we're in a leadership position in the technologies like electrification, like autonomous vehicles, like connectivity, because that's what customers want.
While GM and others shy away from the sedan, Toyota's top U.S. executive says his company will keep making cars despite a dramatic shift to trucks and SUVs. Toyota North America CEO Jim Lentz says even with the new car sales dropping to below 30%, that's still more than 4 million cars sold last year. A Marine Corps FA-18 was refueling in flight from a C-130 off Japan when something happened and both of the aircrafts crashed into the sea.
There was a crew of five on board the KC-130 and there were two pilots on board the FA-18, and there is now a search and rescue mission trying to find out what happened.
Two of the crew members were rescued by the Japanese Navy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.